V'hatorah niknes ba'arba'im u'shmona devarim. And the Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Counting Toward Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Tova Palakoff from Cedarhurst, New York. And today we will be learning how Torah can be acquired through yira, fear. There are many places in Tanakh where the word yira is used. One of these places is in the beginning of Shemos, where we learn about Paro and his plan to kill all Jewish male babies. He commands two midwives, Shifra and Pua, whom we know to be Yocheved and Miriam, to kill the male babies as soon as they are born. The Torah tells us that they did not listen to Paro and instead kept all of the babies alive. What gave them the strength to disobey the king of the greatest empire in the world at that time? The Torah says, "Vatirena hamiyaldos es ha'elokim," and the midwives feared God. Why is this the trait that is singled out? In Parshas Ekev, the Torah tells us that we must keep the mitzvos of Hashem, follow in his ways, and fear him. Fearing Hashem is one of the six constant mitzvos that a person can do at every moment of his life. The Gemara in Shabbos teaches us that when a person's soul is brought before Hashem in judgment, it is asked six questions. Were you honest in business? Did you study Torah? Did you look forward to Mashiach? And then he is asked if he had Yiras Hashem. And if not, then everything else was worthless. Why can one question of Yiras Hashem wipe out all of his other answers? Why is Yira so central to who we are as Jews? Every morning we say the Pasuk in Tehillim, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. The beginning of wisdom is fear of God. What does that mean? Rav Yosef Albo in his Sefer Ha'ikarim explains that David HaMelech is teaching us that the purpose of wisdom is to attain Yiras Hashem. The Mesilas Yitzharim teaches us that there are two types of Yiras Hashem. The first, more basic level, is Yiras Ha'onesh. We recognize that Hashem sees everything, and we are afraid of being punished for our sins. Therefore, we don't do an Avera, because we are scared of punishment. The second, higher level, is Yiras Haromimus. We are in awe of Hashem, and we're afraid that our sins will not just lead us to punishment, but rather will ruin our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like in a marriage or a close friendship, we never want to do anything to jeopardize that relationship, so too with Hashem. If the purpose of wisdom is to attain Yiras Hashem, it seems clear that we are referring to Yiras Haromimus. The purpose of wisdom is to create and maintain a strong relationship with Hashem. Most of us have good intentions, but a person may abandon his good intentions under duress or pressure unless there is a solid relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and an uncompromising commitment to the divine will. The stronger the bond between us and Hashem, the greater the likelihood of us doing the right thing. Our actions must transcend self-interest or fear of consequence in order for us to stay on course even in the face of adversity or pressure, and fear of Hashem is the only basis for that strength. This is why the trait of Yira was singled out to express the greatness of Shifra and Pua. They disobeyed Paro at tremendous personal risk, and only their strong relationship with Hashem and the fear of damaging that relationship enabled them to do what they knew was right. The Nefesh HaChaim and the Metzudas David both explain that even when we study Torah, we can sometimes get lost in the intellectual pursuit and forget about Hashem. And therefore, before we learn, and even during our learning, we should pause to recognize that we are learning Hashem's will, Hashem's Torah. While tefillah is how we speak to Hashem, Torah is how he speaks to us. Through our learning, we can then continue to nurture our deep relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is perhaps why the Torah and Chazal focus on this trait. When we incorporate a strong relationship with Hashem into our existence, it will open the path of Torah and mitzvos for us, despite the ongoing temptations to do what we want rather than what Hashem and his Torah wants us to do. The greatest badge of honor that a person can wear is Yiras Hashem. Shlomo HaMelech teaches us in Koheles, Es HaElokim Yira, Ve'es Mitzvosav Shmor, What truly makes man great is their Yiras Hashem and their relationship with Avinu Shabashamayim. Thank you for learning together.